Let's get into the legacy of one of the most watched and most respected awards ceremonies on TV. But is it still? Do the Emmys still matter for fans of television and now streaming? Tonight, the 74th annual Emmy Awards take place live on NBC. There's a lot that's changed in recent years and even this year for the venerable institution. And joining us live to discuss is Julie Hines, longtime entertainment reporter for the Detroit Free Press. Welcome to Culture Shift, Julie.
Hi.
So glad you have made the time to talk to us today. So the 74th annual Emmy Awards is taking place tonight for folks who want to watch it. It is happening, I believe, about 8 o'clock, going to be starting Eastern time here on NBC, also going to be streaming online as well. So Julie, you've written a great rundown of what might happen tonight at the Emmys and what fans might not want to happen tonight as well. Let's get into some of the biggest stories. We're going to talk about who is hosting this year's Emmys coming up in just a few minutes, but let's get into some of the big contenders happening. What are some of the categories that folks are looking forward to the most tonight?
Well, I think one of my categories that's my favorite is best comedy, because this category traditionally was dominated by the broadcast networks, and it's pretty much now become a race between streaming shows and cable, and largely pay cable. But there is a contender this year from ABC that I think is one of the best sitcoms that has debuted in years. It's Abbott Elementary. And it's just really well acted. It's true to the challenges that public school teachers face. I believe four of the cast members are in the running for their own acting awards. And a win by that would be, I think, a really nice nod back to broadcast networks and recognizing a brand new TV show that really shows that, you know, sitcoms can still be great and they're still powerful.
So Abbott Elementary, this is one that I actually haven't really heard of too much. As far as, you said it's been critically acclaimed. Has it been popular with audiences this year?
Yes, it's really been a breakout hit. And just, you know, after the show, put down what you're doing, go and stream it, because it's set at a Baltimore elementary school. And it's created by Quinta Brunson, who has the lead role in it as a new incoming teacher to the school. And it's just really great in terms of the struggles that the teachers face, the it's a little bit absurd, it's a little bit funny, and it's got some of those great things that The Office had in terms of how the cast interacts together. But through it all comes a real commitment to teaching and to the kids that I think is really needed now. In that way, it's really uplifting too.
Very cool. Well, Abbott Elementary up for a couple different awards for their actors and actresses in the show as well. So something I think is really interesting, and we've been talking about this for that the past few years, is the rate at which streaming services have really taken over from traditional networks. And in something like the Emmys, which has been, you know, we're talking about 74 years now with the Emmys, has been something that television networks really look forward to. They really like hang their hats on as far as who they're going to, you know, bring back into, you know, seasons going forward. And so Abbott Elementary, you're saying, is the only one of the traditional networks that has a show that's being nominated this year.
Yes, actually, it's interesting because Abbott Elementary is the only network nominee for Outstanding Drama, Outstanding Comedy, or Outstanding Limited Series. And so it's really an example of how the model is shifting for which platforms are doing best in this new TV environment. And although you can call TV streaming, pay cable, broadcast, it's really not the broadcast network's world anymore.
Yeah, definitely. We're talking to Julie Hines, entertainment writer for the Detroit Free Press, about tonight's Emmy Awards. The 74th annual Emmy Awards is happening this evening, beginning around 8 o'clock. It is going to be on NBC. You know, something you wrote, a celebration of TV at its finest, which I think I'm wondering, like, as we're going forward, we're talking so much less about TV itself. A lot of people, you know, do still own TVs, but these are TVs that are more connected to the internet. They operate more like an extension of, you know, their home computer, their home laptop. I'm just kind of funny. Like, how long are we going to keep using that word television or television shows?
That's an interesting question. I mean, but I'm not a real fan of some of the alternatives. I mean, I'm not a fan of content because it's so broad and it's sort of like a little bit, you know, commercialized. I'm not sure that some of the great, you know, auteurs of TV would say, give us some more content. I'm actually comfortable. I mean, I'm old school, but I'm comfortable with TV continuing to be the word because I think we're all talking screens here and small screens in a sense, because whether you're watching on, you know, your phone or your iPad or your traditional TV, they're smaller than the film screen. So.
All right. Thank you, Julie. So let's talk about dramas. So we talked about comedy, Abbott Elementary, definitely in the lead as far as critics go and as far as you go for wanting them to win that award. But drama is just a rich landscape this year as far as what's being nominated for the Emmys. We've got Better Call Saul. We've got Severance. We've got Ozark, Euphoria as well. A lot of these shows do kind of run the spectrum of older actors, younger actors, young Hollywood, older Hollywood. Uh-huh. Okay, so who is the favorite right now to be winning that a category tonight?
It feels like Succession is the favorite. It's such a, you know, it's covered so much in the media. It's got that sort of water cooler buzz about it, about the extremely wealthy, extremely awful media family that is just vying for power within, you know, their family company structure. I think also another strong contender is going to be Squid Game, because Squid Game is the nominee that really gives the Emmys a little bit of an international perspective. And now with streaming, people are discovering shows from all over, South Korea, India, Spain. And I think the future model might be more of the Emmys as a global award. Personally, I'm rooting for Severance, which was on Apple TV Plus and was just a mind-blowing show about office work and how at this particularly ominous company, Lumen Industries, the office workers can volunteer to be severed, which means when they're at work, they have no consciousness or memory of their home life. When they're home and they exit the building, actually, they have no consciousness of what happened at work. And on the surface, it seems like that maybe that would work. I mean, I don't have to remember work, you know, and I don't have to worry about home when I'm at work. But it is really a twisting and turning and super compelling show that is, I'm hanging on the edge for what happens in season two.
Yeah, that is definitely a favorite of NPR audiences, that in Succession as well, for some of the best shows of the year. A lot of talk about that. I have not checked it out. Tia, I know you are a big fan of Severance.
Severance, Succession, yes. You name it, all of the shows I'm really excited about. I'm really sad to see if, I'm hoping that Severance beats and wins out over Succession and some of the other shows. But right now, like you said, it looks like Succession's going to be a top runner for the drama category. I mean, it's Succession. It's hard to explain the thrill of watching such a horrible family.
I think it's exactly that.
You know, they're just so
rotten.
Doing
the stuff you would never do to each other. Yeah. But also, Succession has gotten so much love for the last few. It's been on for a number of seasons now. Yeah. It's gotten so much love. It gets so many awards already. I'm definitely pulling for an underdog in the category.
Severance is the underdog I'm looking forward to. I'm hoping that. And like you said, it left us on such a cliffhanger. My heart was racing when it went off. So I can't wait for season two to pick off. And I hope that it does win at least a few Emmys to show that it is one of those shows that's really, really, really interesting.
But Julie, what about Better Call Saul? Because that show has wrapped up, the entire series has now wrapped up. I had a lot of friends who absolutely adore that series. And Bob Odenkirk is fantastic in everything he's in. So is there any idea in your mind that that might be getting some Emmys just because it has wrapped up its entire series?
Well, you know, I've always thought Better Call Saul was such an unusual show because it's not the type of show that really becomes a hit or becomes an Emmy nominee. It was kind of quiet when it came in. It's really about the psychology of this one man. It's very different from Breaking Bad, I think, in terms of its focus on Jimmy McGill / Saul Goodman and his sort of internal battle for his own soul. I don't think Bob Odenkirk is going to win for lead actor. I really feel like it's going to go to either Brian Cox or Jeremy Strong of Succession, with the momentum that that show has. But I'm very optimistic for Rhea Seehorn, who plays Kim Wexler on Better Call Saul, just an outstanding performance of her conflict with, how to lead her life, how to accept her boyfriend, Jimmy McGill, and his errant ways. And this is her first supporting actress nomination in the Emmys. She's deserved it, I think, from every season. And a win by her, I think, would be a win for the entire show.
We're talking to Julie Hines of the Detroit Free Press about the entertainment landscape of tonight's 74th Annual Emmy Awards. She's, of course, a longtime Detroit Free Press entertainment writer. Now, we mentioned a few minutes ago the wide spectrum of actors and actors' ages and actors' popularity that is being shown tonight at the Emmys. And Julie, you specifically write about how young Hollywood, being represented by Zendaya, hopefully will win in for Euphoria for Best Actress. But there is a little bit of tension in there because Julia Roberts has done an incredible job in Starz's show Gaslight.
Yeah, and actually she was a major snub this year, because the fact that she wasn't singled out, I think, was one of my pet peeves of the year. But I do think that Zendaya has a good chance with her competition, because she is up against many outstanding actresses. But there's the two nominees from Killing Eve. The arc of that show is kind of, when it ended, it was a little bit on the downside. It wasn't one of the best seasons of the show ever for Jodie Comer and Sandra Oh. I think Reese Witherspoon is very respected in Hollywood, but The Morning Show is kind of not, I guess you'd call it, on the hot buzz zone. And then we've got Melanie Lynskey of Yellow Jackets, an amazing actress, but not as much on the radar, that show. And then Laura Linney of Ozark. So if anyone upsets Zendaya, I think it might be Laura Linney, as sort of a farewell to the, 60-minute ball of tension that Ozark was, with their also pretty awful family deeds.
Well, do you think that it's a good thing right now that we're seeing older actresses and actors being accepted in Hollywood in the way that we may have not seen in the past?
Definitely. I do think it's great to have the age range, and somebody like Laura Linney is a wonderful example of that. But one of the things about the Emmys is that traditionally, in naming their nominees and winners, they've been pretty stuffy and stodgy, so that you get the same actress or actor or show for season after season in a way that sometimes isn't relevant for how the season actually was. That's been really shaken up in the last few years and changing. And to be honest, I think the Emmys of 10 years ago wouldn't have nominated somebody like Zendaya until she had sort of paid her TV dues, if that makes the sense.
The 74th Annual Emmy Awards are happening tonight. They are going to be on NBC, also streaming online. We're talking to Julie Hines of the Detroit Free Press. Julie, we do want to get into who is hosting tonight, but we got another question here from Tia.
Just one last question here, because I was reading the Free Press article, and one of the things that even one of my coworkers is in the building with me right now, Alex McLennan. We are obsessed with the comic Marvel series right now. We're obsessed with the comic book TV shows, and you talk about leaving them out of some of those categories and leaving them out of Emmy nominations and what it may do in the future to viewership. What do you see happening right now with that whole world of like Marvel series and comic series winning awards?
I'm the same way. I think the Star Wars series, the Marvel series, have really been amazing. And they've had great acting, really fun plots. I think the writing's been incredible, but it has the same old downside with the Oscars that the more action-oriented movies sometimes don't get the credit they do, the sci-fi, fantasy. I would really like to see a new category for those shows. If they're not going to be considered among, you know, the more quote-unquote dramatic nominees, I think shows like, you know, Loki, in Star Wars, a Mandalorian fan all the way.
All the way.
They should have their own representation in their own category.
I mean, we are seeing more of not just comic books, but we talk a lot about video game adaptations on the show coming to, you know, film and streaming, and how the Oscars are really beginning to acknowledge some of those video game adaptations and the music behind it as well. So, as far as like what you've heard, is this a conversation that is happening in Hollywood and in the entertainment world of showing some more love to these comic book adaptations and video game adaptations?
No, it's a conversation the Oscars have been having, and it always gets a lot of controversy whenever the Oscars do anything. I mean, there's always outrage or debate over any change. But I think the Oscars, I think the Emmys are less pretentious than the Oscars, more down to earth, as TV kind of is. So I think that the Emmys really could open this up and try this if they wanted to, and maybe lead the way for the Oscars, which, you know, can be very, very hard to change.
All right, so I want to talk about potential viewership of tonight's Emmys because, you know, like with a lot of television, it has been going down over recent years. They've been losing viewers. And tonight they are bringing in Kenan Thompson of Saturday Night Live, longtime Saturday Night Live veteran, to host. And, of course, a lot of conversation has been being had about how to make the Emmys different from what happened at the Oscars last spring.
Well, yeah, and I'm expecting a really great night with Kenan Thompson as the host. I think he's one of the most popular and, versatile comedic actors around. He is just, his work on Saturday Night Live has consistently, he makes sketches better, or he saves the bad sketches. So I really think that he's a smart choice for the host. So I think he will set a tone that is going to be funny. It's not going to be tense or edgy particularly. And I do think there is something about the Emmys that is just fewer nerves, fewer tension. I mean, with the Oscars, the tension is always high. And with the incident that happened this year at the Oscars, I think the tension just went off the charts. I think that the Emmys are just going to be more sit down, have fun, watch the TV show. And Kenan Thompson himself has promised a conflict-free zone for the Emmys.
Yeah, I respect that. I do. He basically has come on and said, I'm not starting anything tonight. No. It's just going to be chill. Oh, thank you so much, Julie Hines, longtime entertainment reporter at the Detroit Free Press. We do appreciate you joining Culture Shift today.
Thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun.